On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello there. Happy Federal Fund Reserve Chairman Announcement Day. The day that will live in infamy. Jerome Powell, of course, has made the decision and announced the rate cut of 0.25% to the federal funds rate. And we have his own words here, don't we?
Exactly.
We decided today to lower the target for the federal funds rate by 0.25% to a range of 2% to 2.25%.
So what does that mean? Why do we get there? Why do we cut rates and why do rates go up? He is going to opine on that a little bit further. Again, Jerome Powell.
It is intended to ensure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty to help offset the effects these factors are currently having on the economy.
Yeah, so basically the Federal Reserve, responsible for setting the cost of funds for a majority of the banking institutions out there, and becomes the basis of interest rate calculations for many of the financial markets. And so people watch this
pretty closely.
They watch it closely, and every time there's a major announcement like this, it can either stimulate the markets, you know, the stock markets specifically, or the bond markets. It can also have a major negative impact on the stock markets, which is what it's doing today, because it appears that in his statement, Chairman Powell said that the likelihood of future try and paraphrase this. It's a long statement. The likelihood of future cuts is not determined yet, and that this could just be a mid-cycle adjustment, to quote him. So there's no guarantee of future cuts. So the stock market's going, well, wait a sec. You're just going to give us one? The traders are going, we're just going to get one cut? So cost of funds is not necessarily going to go down for the financial institutions. So why do I talk about this? And thank you for joining us. I'm George Adair, as we kind of went right into the show. We do this show every Wednesday to talk about the financial matters that affect your house and your livelihood often. And this show, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So the interest rates are basically the number one conversation starter I have when people want to talk about refinancing. And why? Well, because why pay more money than you need to for the mortgage? And a mortgage is generally the biggest debt people have. And, you know, if you can get your cost of your mortgage down by a few hundred dollars a month, that adds up, $3,500 a year to, you know, $35,000 over 10 years. Like, it really starts to add up, and you can do things. You can take that additional money and use it to pay down other debts, because credit card debts are back to all-time highs, and that's a smart play. You can use it to pay down your mortgage faster, so you still have a 30-year fix, but you accelerate the principal reduction. You can put the money into your 401k or into other investment vehicles. You could look into getting whole life insurances. You know, my friends that I've had guests on the show have talked about and advocated for. There's a lot of things you can do with the extra few hundred dollars a month. Mm-hmm. And I think it puts people in a position of financial strength.
Right.
We're in a refinance boom right now. Right now, we're seeing rates at 3.875% as a note rate. We get you an APR of 3.981%. That's your 30-year fix, conforming loan under $483,000 in Sonoma County, and a loan-to-value of 70% with a FICO score that's really good, over 780. So that's a great rate. We're back down into the threes. People should be looking at their mortgage statement, seeing if they have anything over 4.25 or higher. If they have mortgage insurance, they should be calling me, Michelle. Mm-hmm. I mean, we really should have a conversation with these people and look at whether refinancing makes sense. You might find I talk you out of it. I will. I'll talk you out of it. Just because, you know, LendingTree commercials or Rocket Mortgage commercials told you some ideas that you thought would be good doesn't mean it's the right move. I am not a believer in do-it-yourself lending. You don't need to do it yourself.
Right.
There's zero advantage to that.
And with your experience, you can help people figure out, really, is it the right time to make that kind of move?
Exactly. There's so many factors that go into it. For example, if you're only going to save $100 a month on your refinance and you plan to sell your house in the next 2 to 3 years, then you just wasted the refinance money that you put into into getting that done. It costs escrow and title fees, and you have an appraisal fee, and you have all these other fees. They're going to be generally covered in your loan, but it affects your equity. If you plan to sell and you're only going to save a couple $100 a month, it might not make sense to refinance. I'll tell you that. I'll also tell you what the difference is between a 15-year, a 20-year, a 30-year fix. And you can make a decision as to, hey, wow, with these great rates, maybe I can put myself into a shorter term and save hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest.
Wow. Okay.
People don't realize how much interest. If you just go from a 30-year fix to a 20-year, I showed an example yesterday where they were going to save over $150,000. And it was just a $500,000 loan. So I have to disclaimer this, and this is what's important. Everyone's situation is unique. So you can't take what I'm saying right now and go, well, George Adair said I'm going to get 3.625 on a jumbo loan. Well, no, I didn't say you're going to get one. What I'm doing is letting you know what the rate availability is out there for a specific segment. But guess what? When you call me at 707-583-8100, our office, when you call me, I'm going to give you a custom rate quote. It's going to match your particulars. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you probing questions. We're going to get to know each other really well. I'm going to get to figure out whether or not you're going to sell your house. You might not even thought about that as a consideration to refinance. I'm going to ask you whether or not you plan to use the savings to reinvest into your mortgage and pay it down faster or pay off your debt faster. Things you might not have thought of either. You might have thought, hey, I'm just going to save the money. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's better to actually, you know, get out of debt faster by refinancing. It's kind of an oxymoron.
Right.
Get yourself in debt to get yourself out of debt.
Yeah.
Right. But you're saving money. That's reallocating. True. We're moving the expenses around and saving some money in one area to then apply it in another area gives you a net tangible benefit that I'll define for you. I'll define it for you better than you're going to define for yourself when you go do it yourself lending.
Right.
And so that's our process. How do you get started? Right. Well, I have the best technology that's available out there for lending, just like all the other internet lenders. We have it. You just go to georgiadair.com. It'll take you to Cross Country Mortgage's website with my bald mug on the page. And you complete this questionnaire, click apply now. And when I get your information, I'll call you and we'll have a conversation. Yes, I will call you myself. I will speak with people often like, so George, I know you're too busy to work with me. Who's gonna help me? Actually, I will help you. And I also have a great team of loan officers in the office that can help you as well. Everyone has their specialties as well. So we have a great team that will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, I've talked about this all the time, right? There's 30 things that affect an interest rate. So when you see that rate on TV, because we're in a refinance boom, that's what this show is about.
Right.
The Fed, if you just joined us, has cut rates 0.25%. That will trickle into the mortgage rate market because the bank's cost of funds is going down.
So is it going to directly, are we going to see a 0.25% or 0.5% change in mortgage rates?
In home equity line of credits, yes.
Okay.
It correlates exactly based on that cut.
Okay.
Because that is the index that the home equity line of credit is based on. You'll also see it in your credit card interest rates and your auto loan. If you're going out for a new auto loan, because auto loans are always fixed. So if you get a new auto loan, you'll see that they're 0.25% less. Now in the first trust deed type mortgages, this is your traditional 30-year fixed type mortgage. It will trickle its way in. In fact, it probably already did. So the bond market was anticipating that this drop would occur. So it was already priced in. So that's why you're hearing me quote the same rate today that you may have heard others quote over the past few weeks. This is where things get surprising. Jumbo loans. Jumbo loans for a really well-qualified borrower have a better interest rate than a conforming loan.
Hmm.
So remember, folks, Fannie Mae, who buys a ton of the mortgages out there, is a government-sponsored entity and sets the guidelines for conforming loans. They put a cap at 484,350. In Sonoma County. Okay, so I just kind of rounded off to 484. So at 484 and lower, you're in the conforming range.
But there's not a lot of properties.
There's not a lot of loans in that range, right? So if you're a first-time homebuyer with 3 or 5% down, you're probably not going to get that loan. We're going to be in a high balance range.
Okay.
Well, wait a second. I want that 3.875 rate. Well, it doesn't. There's 30 things that affect your rate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're putting less than 20% down or less than 30% down, you're not going to get the best rate. Mm-hmm. You could have the best FICO score. You still won't get the best rate because The FICO score is just one of the things.
Right.
Right. It's a major impactor. It's what makes it not as bad, potentially. But if you come in with a 620 FICO score compared to a 720, could have a whole big range of rate differences to show you. So when I meet with my clients, I do a total cost analysis. I show them up to four columns because I don't want to overwhelm them with information. Four columns through our special Mortgage Coach platform, and they can click on the link. I see people click on the link. It gets, lets me know. And then they can do it 24/7. And I give them all these options to look at. Mm-hmm. I go into the cost. I go into whether they want to have impounds, taxes, and insurance with their payment, what that does. I go into the total interest savings. Mm-hmm. So you're interested in a 15-year fix compared to a 30-year fix. I'll show you how much savings. So as part of our analysis, we do a total cost analysis for you that you can work with and make a decision based on. You will not get that when you go online to an internet lender. You're just not going to, folks. And I know it sounds a bit of like a commercial, but it's my spot for now. And I want you to know I'm going to help you find the best loan program. In this refinance boom we're at, where you want to find money to save or pay down your credit card debts or advance your mortgage principal down faster, I'm going to show you the strategies to do that. I've been doing this for almost two decades. You can call us at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. And I'll put you in touch with me or one of our loan officers. And you can also start at my website, georgeadair.com, A-D-A-I-R. You can Google me, find out all the stuff we do in the community and our role and what we do as good stewards and participants with you all. So there's lots of good information out there about us. Mm-hmm. And so if you go to the website, you'll find calculators, you'll find resources, lots of self-help, but you don't need to self-help. We'll do it for you. I'm George Adair. We're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon. I'm George Adair, host of this Ask the Expert show. We've been doing this now for over 7 years.
Yeah.
And it's been quite the adventure educating the community, keeping people apprised of what's happening in the financial world here and outside of our locale. So much is out there that folks don't really comprehend. They get their information from advertisements.
Sure, little sound bites here and there, and you think you know enough about something,
it's
but that's
really,
not enough.
It's yeah. really amazing to me, this term do-it-yourself lending.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about that today a little bit, that people really do feel empowered from a 30-second internet lender's commercial.
It's crazy.
Or
yes.
a web banner or something. Now, granted, if you've been through lending before, you are experienced at it. And you know what questions to ask. That's just called being a savvy consumer.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make you an expert. No more than going in, reading an ad in a Jiffy Lube, and then going to have Jiffy Lube change your oil. It doesn't make you an expert at the oil changing process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not an expert at what specific filters they're going to use, what to do with the oil when it's done and removed from your engine, and you're not an expert in the business of employing people to change your oil. And so it just gets interesting to me that people take the risk of becoming an expert at originating their own home loan.
Yeah.
It's the biggest financial transaction of people's lives. And I know there's people listening right now that are going, oh, yeah, he's right. I made the mistake. I fell in the trap. I was at an open house, and I went to this online mobile app like they did on the commercial. And next thing you know, I'm sucked in, and all these people are calling me, and they're trying to help me through my mortgage process. I thought I was supposed to be able to do it by myself, but now they're calling me every day because I didn't get them my pay stubs in time. I thought I didn't even need to give them my pay stubs. I thought I could just do it all on the internet. Didn't need to give any information. That's because the amount of time it just took me to tell you that is the amount of time they're telling you the same thing on a commercial.
Right.
And so you just leave. You leave as an uninformed consumer when you really think you're informed. And that's where expertise comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michelle, I've been talking with people in this community for nearly two decades on their options to qualify for a home loan. And a computer just can't replace that experience.
Not really.
No matter how good the algorithm, who is written by somebody who doesn't know mortgage lending, no matter how good that algorithm is, it's not going to replace the expertise you need. I've been doing this with Cross Country Mortgage, helping people understand their options. And if you want to understand your options, you can call me direct at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. And what we'll do is I'll listen to you. Tell me what your needs are. And we'll get into the nitty-gritty of that.
Yeah. That is one thing that you are an expert in. You're an expert in your life, right? All of the different aspects and things that are going on. You know what your situation is. You hopefully know what some of your financial situation is, or you know, as much as you want to face that.
Right. It's amazing how much people learn about their financial situation through the consultation process.
Yeah.
And they think, I've had people offer to write me a check when we're done. And it's just not part of the way our business is structured. In mortgage lending, it's actually illegal for your mortgage loan officer to take a check from you for the time you spent with that person. Mm-hmm. Mortgage lenders can only get paid by their employer, and they can only get paid when they've completed a home loan transaction. Mm-hmm. And that's there because of so many predatory lending practices that occurred decades ago, really. And there's safeguards there to protect people. In the disclosure process of making sure people understand what they're paying for is a critical step to that. And I think that's an important segue. So you've had the consultation as a potential homeowner or as a refinancing borrower. You want to know what your options are, but you've got to get through some various steps. And one of those is a mandatory step, which is called receiving the disclosures, called the loan estimate. Many people knew this as a good faith estimate in the past. It's been changed. It's now called the loan estimate. The truth in lending laws require your loan officer to present this to you by mail or email or in person, and you sign it acknowledging that you've received it. Well, when you look at one of these loan estimates, Michelle, they're so detailed. It's impossible for even the smartest financial consumer or person out there to truly understand what's on their loan estimate mm-hmm. without going through it line by line with an expert.
Right.
Because you don't really understand what title policy is. You don't understand that there's a lender's and an owner's policy and why there's two. You don't understand that one of them is optional. Most loan officers just pay for it. They don't understand why they're paying for a title policy. They don't understand how the impound account reserves work. If you want to have a home loan that includes your taxes and insurance, it's called an escrow account or an impound account. How does that work? What is the formulated calculation? They don't understand why one lender quoted $10,000 in closing costs and another lender quoted $15,000. This is where we come in and we walk them through this.
Right.
This is where years of experience come into play. Whether you're speaking with me or your credit union loan officer or your bank loan officer, you're at least talking to someone. But if you're in this do-it-yourself bracket, man, you're going to set yourself up for some real problems.
Yeah, that is a problem. And also, when you mention these different people that you could go to talk to, such as someone at your credit union mm-hmm. or someone who's a bank loan officer, mm-hmm. Why would you want to go to a business like the one that you work with?
Yeah, Cross Country Mortgage is a unique player in this industry. We're a mortgage banker. So what we do is we use our funds to make the home loan, and then we sell it later to one of dozens of other big banks. That gives us the largest variety of programs to present to our clients to match them up to their needs. That's why I work with Cross Country Mortgage, mm-hmm. because I know that we're offering great rates because the company does billions of dollars a year in loan volume, certainly more than most credit unions in any market do. We do this with partners that give us great rates because of that volume. And we have the technology that's superior to almost any local bank or credit union. You're just not going to get that. Most credit unions and banks have a limited budget for technology. They've been using the same archaic systems, and they flash a fancy website in front of you. But on the back end of it, kind of a mess.
Really?
Yes, I've experienced it personally. Hmm. And it's something that I've navigated clients through as well. When you're working with the credit union's back-end system, it can be very challenging for the consumer. So we've invested millions of dollars into our technology platform so that we're offering what people want. When they go into this do-it-yourself lending mode, they're like, you know what? I don't want to work with some loan officer that's going to try and sell me into an arm that's going to make me have really high payments, and I don't understand why I would want to work with them if I can do it myself. Well, the reason that these other lenders have enticed you is they've flashed this process of ease and facilitating your home loan with no stress and no worry. Well, technology helps with that. Mm-hmm. It helps to communicate the messages needed to get you from start to finish on your home loan. But it also, there's an automated underwriting process that occurs. So at Cross Country Mortgage, we have all those same automated underwriting tools in place.
Oh, okay.
So we are issuing appraisal waivers. So we can get an appraisal waiver on select properties when it meets the requirements, and there's a lot involved in that. Mm-hmm. We're getting income documentation waivers. So we can actually go in through a third-party platform called The Work Number and others and verify your income without you having to send me your pay stub.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
We have a really cool, tricky, cool bank statement verification program. And it's super secure, and it enables us to go in and get just the statements we need without you having to send it as a PDF, which is totally insecure.
Mm-hmm.
It's email is a really scary frontier still. And while I will have a secure server from my firewall behind us, everything's secure. When you send it out from your Gmail or your Yahoo,
it's true. Yeah,
you know, this is the problem with the Hillary Clinton email server debacle. People were saying, how could she possibly securitize data? Well, it's the same thing in financial worlds. It's not securitized data when it's transmitted from one public server to any other server.
Okay, right. That's the problem right there. Yeah, exactly.
That transmission could be bouncing from here to Bangkok to Germany.
Yeah, and we hear so many times about different, you know, the breaches of data and
exactly.
things like that. So that happens.
It happens. And so when you use our technology to initiate the loan process, you're getting everything that you expect to get from that fancy internet lender mm-hmm. who's going to shoot your mortgage into space. You're going to get everything with us doing the same thing, except we're going to deliver better service because you can actually come into my office like clients do two or three times a day. I have clients meeting with me in person. Penciling through, I say, mapping out the X's and the O's, kind of like a football game plan, so we can navigate the waters together and make it a simpler process.
Yeah.
You actually get in your own way when you try to do this on your own. You just do. Because how could you possibly know what one mortgage program is better than the other?
There's no way.
There's no way.
Unless you are a loan officer.
Unless you work in the business. Right. So when KSRO invited me to be in the Ask the Expert series years and years ago, I didn't really know. We started, remember, we called it the loan show.
Yeah.
And that just felt so narrow, you know, the loan show, because it's not even what I do. I mean, I work for a lender and I have a broker's license and I have an NMLS license. But what I do is I act in an advisory capacity, helping people navigate through all these areas of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Divorce, first-time home buyers, death of a family member, death of a co-owner, death of a spouse or partner. These are some real challenges that you just simply can't figure out on your own. And that's what I love about the show we created. And if you want to get more insight into how I can help you with your own unique situation, you can reach me direct at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Or go to my website. It's georgeadair.com. That's A-D-A-I-R. I'm thinking we covered a lot of great ground.
Yeah.
This was great. And folks, I'm here to join the adventure with you. Give us a call. Until then, be good. We'll see you.